Okay, today is Daf Lamed Zayin. Today's Lamed Zayin. We are on. We are on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Second line from third line from the bottom. Gufa. Rav and Shmuel de Amrit Avayu. Remember this. Rav and Shmuel are the ones speaking. They say, Kol Sheyesh Bo Chamesh Yasminim. Anything that has within it the five grains, Mevarchin Lov Bor Minei Mizonos. You make a Mizonos. The Itmar, Nami, they also said, Rav and Shmuel, same people, Dharmi Tavayu, Kol Shehu Michameshes Haminim, anything of the five grains, Mevarchin Lov Bor Minei Mizonos. You make a Mizonos. What does that mean?
If you would say the first one, you don't need the second one.
Utsmicha. They both have to be said. They're both necessary. Di'i Ashmi'inan Kol Shehu. If I would have only said Kol Shehu, that there is in it the Chameshes Aminim, Hav Amina, I would have thought Mishum the Isabeine, because I could see it. I could see the five grains. Aval Al Yedei, but if it's just like one of the ingredients, Al Yedei Taroves, it's a mixture. Lo, I don't see it. I would have thought maybe you don't make a Bezonos. Maybe you don't make a Bezonos. Kamash Malan Kol Sheyesh Bo, even if it's in there and I can't see it. Okay. You may still make a mizonos. V'yashmin and kol sheyesh bo. And if it only would have said kol sheyesh bo, have, I mean, I would have thought kol sheyesh bo mechameshet aminim in. Yes, if it's in there. But if it's on the five grains, yes. Aval orez v'dochen lo. But on rice, or orez v'dochen, Rashi says, orez is mil, and dochen is pence. Penets? Tosva says, Orez is right. Yes, mafarshin rice. Ulahai pirish yes lefarish dofen hainu mil. Dofen is mil. Mil is millet. So the Beis Yosef says we accept Tosfos. Orez is rice. What dochen is some rice, something similar to rice, very similar to rice. We call it rice.
Panic rice. I don't know what that
is. It's some kind of rice. So I would have thought. I will always redochen lo. Mishum, not, or I would have thought, have me to call Sheyesh in, or redochen lo, Mishum da'ez ha'taruves, I will issi be'enei, neima, I feel always redochen, now I'm redochen lo barbe neim zonos, forget mixture. If I'm eating rice, or brochet you make a rice, I would have said, you make a mazonos, right? Kamash malon, kol shehu, michamesh ha'minim, hu de redochen lo barbe neim zonos, no, only the five grains. Lafuki orz v'dochen, not orz v'dochen, dafilu isya be'enei, even if it's staring me in the face, the rice, lom of archin and bar b'nei mizonos. We don't make a bar b'nei mizonos.
What do you make?
What?
What do you make on rice?
We're not going to hold like this. We're going to make a tiyufta at the end, and on rice we do make a mizonos.
Don't try.
We do?
Yes.
Yes.
Why? Because of this stuff.
Why? What's the reason?
We'll get to it. Now,
if you eat rice,
you make a mizonos. You make a bomber and fushes afterwards.
Right.
That's a funny thing. Because if you eat cake, you make a alamechia.
Right.
Rice is an exception. Rice is funny. So before we start off, Rav and Shmuel said, on rice, you don't make a mizonos. You don't make, 1 second, we don't make a mizonos. Now, orez v'dochen lomo v'rachkin and a bar minei mizonos, you don't make a mizonos on rice? V'atanya, heviu lefanov pas orez upas dochen. If you bring me pas orez, rice bread, or pas dochen bread, mevarech alav tchilo basof, kimase kedera. You make a bracha in the beginning and the end, like a maise kedera. What does that mean? We got maise kedera tanya, betchilo mevarech alav bor minei mezonos, make a mezonos on that, ulabasof mevarech alav bracha asmen shalosh, and afterwards you make an alamechia. So too, on rice, same story. So it's a raya that on rice, you make a mezonos. I make a perversion brisa. Asks who's this? The Divrei David. He says, why don't we answer like this? Really, you make a shahakal on rice, or something else on rice. You know when you make a mizonos? If it's pas oras, he said. Bread of rice. Rice, but then you make a mizonos. But not on rice itself. Why don't we give that answer? So
and
he
rice
says,
bread is like cake.
Because rice bread is a downgrade from rice. Who eats rice bread? Nobody eats that. People eat rice. Making bread out of it is a downgrade. There's no having it. That should be a mizonos, and regular rice not a mizonos. Unlike other things where it's an upgrade. Bread is an upgrade. Wine is an upgrade. Rice bread is a downgrade. There's no svar in the world to say that should be that this svar, that bread of rice is a downgrade, is going to apply the whole page now. So anyway, so the Gemara answers.
What are rice cakes?
I don't know. I don't know. So anyway, the Gemara, what, you eat that?
Asbestos.
Yeah? Does anyone eat that?
Asbestos.
Yeah? Rice bread?
Rice cake.
Rice cake with rubber rice bread. It's the same thing. The Gemara considers it the same thing. I don't know. Anyway, so the Gemara answers, no. Don't think I'm comparing rice to Maisa Kedera in the brachas. No. Kemaisa Kedera v'lo Kemaisa Kedera. When I meant to say that rice bread is like Maisa Kedera, I didn't mean in the brachas. What I meant was that you have to say brachas. Kemaisa Kedera de marachin alav tekhila basof. Of course, it's like you have to make a bracha before and afterwards. V'lo Kemaisa Kedera. But it's not like Maisa Kedera. What bracha you make? The ilu Maisa Kedera tekhila bar name bezonos. Ulbazov brachas main shalosh. The ilu hacha, but over here, betchilim avarech alav shakol yabidvaro. Ulbasov. You have to make a bracha before and afterwards. Asks the Pnei Yoshua. Every bracha, everything you eat, you have to make a bracha before and afterwards.
Right.
So rice different. Oh, but with like Maisa Kedera. Not the brachas you make. In fact, you have to make brachas. Everything you have to make a bracha on. What's Gemara saying? So he answers that when you finish eating rice, you only make a bar and a fashas. It's the best answer. It's been a sure answer. So I don't have a better answer. Now Gemara starts again. V'orez lav ma'isa kaderahu. Orez is not a ma'isa kadera, which means some kind of more substantial dish we make a mizonos on. V'atanya el hein ma'isa kadera. These are the following things that are ma'isa kadera. Now I don't know what these things are. Chilka tirgis. Soles, Zariz, the arson, they're all something made out of wheat. They're all wheat dishes. And Orez. Our good friend Orez is on the list of Maisa Kedera. So what do you see from here? It is on the list. You do make a mizonos. So Gemara says, no. Hamani, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri hi. That brisa that lists Orez v'da Orez together with five other things, that's only Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Tanya. He has a funny sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, which we don't hold like. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer, Orez, Min Dagonhu. Orez is one of the grains. V'chayavan alav al-chimso kareis. And if chametz rice on Pesach, he chayav kareis. V'adim yotzi chavasu Pesach. And he can be yotzi your mitzvah with matzah of rice on Pesach. Nobody holds like that. We don't hold like that. He held like that. So if he held like that, then of course he's going to hold that Orez is Maisa Kedera. Nobody holds like that. We don't hold like that at all. It's completely rejected that vort. And therefore, we're still back to our square one. Alva Rabbanon lo. The Rabbanon don't hold like that. Says the Gemara, Rabbanon lo. The Rabbanon don't hold like that. Again, Vatanya, Hakoses es hachita. If somebody chews wheat, remember we said the word hakoses means chewing in an abnormal way. Thank you. Chewing in a normal way is called achila. The word koses is only used for abnormal way. Who chews wheat? Nobody does that. So, hakoses es hachita. If somebody chews wheat, mevarech aleha bar pri adama. You make adama. Why? It grows out of the ground. Tachana afa ubishla. If you grind it, bake it, cook it. Bizman shaprusos kayamos. If the pieces are attached together, the pieces stick together, Rashi says, Shalona mocha bebishlon. They don't get some
ground
kind
up.
Of what?
Get ground up.
They don't get no. Nemucha means melted or something like that when they're cooking, right? Right. Rash Tosfos says in Second Tosfos, Yesh Mefarshim Dahinu Kishah Lechem Eino Sharui B'Mayim. If it's not in water, Kol Kach Shemigach Prusa Shalo Yishaver, that it won't fall apart. I think they're alluding to something like cake, which is a different consistency than bread. So both made from the same thing, both made from flour and water. So what's the difference? The difference is how you bake it. So if you have fine. So if someone bakes it and cooks it and grinds it, bizman shaprusas kayamos, if the pieces are still firm, betchila mevarech alav motzlach menaretz. Make hamotzi on that, it's bread. Ulbasov mevarech alav gimel brachos, and you have to bench on that. Im ein prusos kayemeth, if they don't stay together, like I think it's like cake. So mitchilu mevarech aleha bar minei mizonos. You start off with the mizonos. That's why we don't make a hamotzi lechem menaretz on cake. We make a mizonos. And when you finish eating it, you make a'ala mechia. Fine. This has nothing to do with what our story. Now comes our story. Hakos is the orez. If someone chews rice, mevarech olav, bar pri adama. You make a adama. Tachno, you grind it. V'afo, you bake it. Ubishal, you cook it. Afal pi shaprusos kayamos, even if it's very firm, like bread. Betchila mevarech aleha, borei minei mizonos. At the beginning, you make a mizonos. Ulabasov, mevarech olav, brach achas mehan shalosh. And you, at the end, you make a alamichya. So, Mani, who said that? Ilem Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri he. If it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri de Omar, or is Rabbi Yochanan min Dagon who? It can be Yossi mitzvah of matzah. No, Hamotzi lechem min haaretz v'shalosh brachas bar levruche. It should have said he make a hamotzi and he made it to bench on that. Why? Because to him it's no different than bread. Elala must be the Rabbanan he. It must be the Rabbanan. Rav and Shmuel started off this daf, said, why do we mention that anything from the five grains, if it's kol shehu or sheyesh bo? Why did it say both? And the answer was to exclude rice. Because rice you don't make a mizonos. It's not true. Tiyufta, the Rav, Shmuel, Tiyufta. Rav and Shmuel are wrong. They're wrong. As Tosfos says, Tiyufta, Be'orez, that's by rice. Avol bedochen, when it comes to dochen, lo havi Tiyufta. We didn't make a tiyufta on dochen. We don't know what that is. Ve'efshar, to have a hilchisa kavose. Maybe the halacha is like Rav and Shmuel when it comes to dochen. And on dochen, you won't make a mizonos. Only on rice you have to make a mizonos. Because the Gemara had a tiyufta on that. But it was only on rice. What about dochen? That we don't have an answer. Says Tosfos, I don't think so. Right? And by the way, and the Rif says, on dochen you make a shahakol. And the Rashba says that on orez and dochen they're the same thing. Same thing, whatever. They're obviously different things, but it's the same halacha, and that there's no difference in orez and dochen. Okay.
You're saying orez bread, you make
mizonos. What?
You're saying orez bread, you make mizonos. Well, how about regular orez? This is the whole thing. We just this tiyufta was talking about orez bread.
Yeah. Okay.
We didn't have rice.
We're not finished yet. We're not finished yet with rice. Five more minutes. Amar Mar. We just said. Hakoseis es hachita. If somebody chews wheat, mevarech aleha bor pri adama. You make a hadama. Ah, v'atanya, we learned somewhere else. Bor minei zroim. Funny bracha I've never heard of. Lokasha. That's not a kasha. Rabbi Yehuda harabanan. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda said that every vegetable you make a separate bracha, like bor minei deshoim. According to him, you'd make a bracha bor minei zroim. We don't hold like that. We make a regular bracha bor minei bor pri adama. Ditnan. Ali yirakas omar bor pri adama. Rabbi Yehuda omar bor minei deshoim. Fine. Next one. Amar Mar. Hakos is a orez. If somebody eats orez, somebody chews orez. Mevarech aleha bar pri adama. Make a hadama. Tachno, if you grind it. Afo, bake it. Bishul, cook it. Afal pi shaprusos kayomos, even if it's very firm. You don't make a hamotzi. We don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. We don't hold like that. You can't be yotzi your mitzvah matzah with rice. You can't do that. Betchila mevarech alav bar minei mizonos. What do you bar bracha to make on rice? Mizonos. Ulbasov bracha achas mehan shalosh. And at the end, you make a alamichya. Ay, v'atanya, lebasov, v'lo klum. At the end, you don't make a bracha at all. No bracha achrona, says Rashi. Klomar, ein ton, ibirchas peros, eretz yisrael, v'lo klum. Ella, borin nefashos, rabos, b'chol midi, demil, delesse, shivas aminim. You have to make a borin nefashos. When the Gemara says lo klum, it means no higher level bracha, no malamichya, no benching. But of course, you have to make a bar nefashos, says Rashi, which is how we paskin, right? So it's funny. The why is it called lo klum? Why didn't the Gemara say bar nefashos? Why is it called lo klum? So the Rashi explained because the reason why you're making the bracha is not because it satisfied you. It's because nothing's lacking in the world. What's bar nefashos? What are the words bar nefashos? Bar nefashos, rabos, because Hashem made things lacking, right? And you eat, so even if you're not full, you still have to make a bracha. That's why it's called lo klum. It doesn't really fill you up. You eat a candy. It fills you up? No, you're still hungry, right? You have to make a bar nefashos. So that's why it's called lo klum. That's what he says over here in the Rajba. Okay. Then he brings down the name of the Imri Noam. No. what you said. On rice bread, there's no bracha achrona. Why? Because back then, who ate that? Nobody ate that. It wasn't considered a normal food. It's like not something abnormal. You don't make a bracha achrona on that. Today it's different. Today everyone holds to make a boron nefashos, and that's halacha. When you eat rice, you make a boron bezonos to start, and a boron nefashos to finish. That's the halacha. I don't think anyone argues on that. I think that's the accepted halacha. You make a boron mezonos and ala mikhya. Okay.
A boron nefashos, you said.
What? A boron nefashos, I'm sorry.
Cook rice, you make
it. Yeah. So anyway, with the stira. One b'risa said you make a ala mikhya, and one b'risa said v'lo klum. Amar Rav Sheshet lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha, the one that said ala mikhya is Rav Gamliel. For ha, and the born of Fosha says the Rabbanon, Titania, Zaklal, Kal Shahu, Mishivas Haminim, if something's from the seven grains, which rice is not,
seven species,
Rav Gamliel Omer, Shalosh Brachos. Rav Wilson, you have to bench on that. You eat olives, you have to bench. You eat pomegranate, you have to bench. No, you have to bring only ala mikhya. Umay said there was a story, Rabbi Gamliel, Vazakanim, Shemasum Baliya Biyericho. He was in the attic in Yericho. They view Lifneim Kosvos, and they brought him dates, which are one of the seven minim, Vaachlu, and they ate it. The Nastan Rabbi Gamliel Rishos Rabbi Akiva Lavarech, and he gave his Machabi Rabbi Akiva to lead benching, because Rabbi Gamliel held that on dates you have to bench. No, you lead benching, Rabbi Akiva. Benching? I'm benching. The kafat to birech Rabbi Akiva bracha achas man shalosh. So Rabbi Akiva got up and he benched alamichya. Right? Why? Because he held. So Tosfos says, look at this Tosfos. Savar haya shivarech gimel brachos kimo shehu savar. Because Rabbi Gamliel thought that Rabbi Akiva held like him. So I'll be mechabed you. Mechabed with what? Alamichya? Okay. Right? So Rabbi Gamliel give it to Rabbi Akiva because he thought Rabbi Akiva held like him. And he's going to bench. Because Rabbi Gamliel held, you have to bench. Vim Tomar, listen to this Tosas. L'Rabbi Gamliel, Hakaimalon, De'ein Mizamnan ala Peros. But Rabbi Gamliel also holds you can't have a Zimun on Peros. So how could he bench on Peros? What was he Mechavi Rabbi Gamliel to do? What was he Mechavi Rabbi Kiva to do? Make a bench with a Mizumin? There's no Mizumin on Peros. You bench on Peros without a Mizumin. V'yishlam Rabbi Gamliel ha'yisavar, Shemavarach ha'kol zayin minim, Gimel bracha shlemos. Kibirach Rabbi Akiva main gimel la'atzmo dafka. The karmel in mizamen al peros, v'acherem subim bercho kalachet la'atzmo. So I guess there's some answer that he was being mostly other people. It wasn't a mizumen. Listen to the next question Tosas asks. V'im tomar. Lir Rabbi Gamliel, according to Rabbi Gamliel, the Amar who says, gimel brachos shlemos. You have to bench, you eat any from the seven, meaning you have to bench. Usvirle, and he holds, the mizamen al zayin haminim, and you have to bench on the zayin minim. Isvirle the bracha to unakos. If you hold, which he holds, that benching you have to bench on a kos, what's a kos made out of?
Grapes.
Is that one of the sign meaning?
Yes.
So what's going to happen? You have to bench. Then you have to make a bracha on the alagafen.
Right.
You have to bench on that. Right. You have to bench on that. You have to make alagafen again. It'll never end. You keep right. Your whole life is benching. Im kain yizamnu viachakach yizamnu laolam. It's going to go on forever. Hear what he's saying? Because every time you bench, you have to have a kos. Right. You have to bench on the kos. Right. Then you have to have a kos again. Bench on the kos. Go on forever. Lo'olam, he says. V'yesh lomar, d'yachol lios shlo yishta klal min ha-kos. L'gam, lo'olam min ha-kos shal bracha. No, you don't drink it. Vim tomar, 1 second. Mikol makom, lo'os ha-mavarech shutom. Someone's got to drink it. Can't make a bracha and leave it there. Can't make a bracha on a kos and leave it there. Someone's got to drink it. That guy, tzarech levarech pamacheres. Im kein emel davasof. It doesn't end.
Right.
Says Tosas, v'yesh lomar, the answer must be Hecha de Eno shows the bikfius. If you're not sitting, this is my end. My meal's over. I'm leaving my meal. It's not kfius anymore. I want to get out of here. Okay, I have to bench on the coast. Rock, mole lugmav, just drinking a little bit of the coast. Mod de Rebbe Gamliel. The Rebbe Gamliel would agree. You can just say Alam Echina. Dim lo can, because if not, Chiles de Rebbe Gamliel, Brachach Zeman Shal Shomakom. Doesn't hold from Alam Echina, Rebbe Gamliel? And nowhere does he hold from Alam Echina? That doesn't sound right. So, that's his answer. Fascinating question, no? Okay. Anyway, so what happened? He was Mechaber Rabbi Akiva to bench, and Rabbi Akiva made him Alamichya. So, Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, Akiva, Ad Masay Atamachnas Rosh Chabin Machlokas. How long can you keep on doing that, Rabbi Akiva, and put yourself in a make a machlokas out of me? Right? Always make a machlokas. Amalei Rabbeinu, Afal Pisha Ata Omer Kane. You say to bench, I got it. The Chavercha Omer Kane, and your Chaverim say not to bench. Lamdeinu Rabbeinu, Yachid Ramalacha Karabim. You have to hold like a Rabbim. So you're not a Rabbim, you're a Das Yachid. That's why I didn't hold like you. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, Kol Shehu Mishivas Haminim, anything from the Shivas Haminim, Velo Min Dagon Hu, but it's not grain. O Min Dagon, or it's grain, Velo Asel Pas, and it's not bread. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Shalosh Brachos. Rabbi Gamliel says, bench. V'chachalim Omerim, Bracha Achas, one Bracha. Kol She'eno, Lo Mishivas Haminim, if it's not from the seven Minim. V'lo min dagon, and it's not dagon, it's not grain, kigon, pas oris v'dochen, like rice. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, bracha achas me'en shalosh. Rabbi Gamliel says, ala michya, v'rabbanan Omer, v'cham Omer, v'lo klum. They say nothing, which means that abor defashos. B'mayo kimta, right? What's the bottom line? That says that he says it over here, that on your eyes you make a bor defash. Ala michya. Rabbi Gamliel, aim a sefer deresha. Look at the next part over here. It said, which we didn't read yet. We're reading it now. Im ena prusos kayemes, if the prusos are not firm, betchila mevarich aleha bor minei mezonos. You start off with the mezonos, ulavasal mevarich aleha bracha achas mei shalosh, and then you end off with an alamichya. So, Mani, who said that? Rabbi Gamliel, hashta akoseves vaadaisa amar Rabbi Gamliel gimel brachos. On a koseves, on a date, or on porridge that's made out of wheat or something, Rabbi Gamliel holds if the bench. So main prusas kiyosi baya. So if the prusas are not firm, like cake, you're not going to bench. On a date you'll bench, but on a cake you're not going to bench. There's no sorrow for that. Cake is more benchable than dates, right? Why? Made from the five grains. More elapshita rabbanan. It must be the rabbanan said that. Ihachi kasha derabanan adarabanan. Derabanan associate themselves. Why? What bracha do you make? What bracha achrona do you make on rice? Is it born at fashos or is it alamichya? One place to say one thing, in one place to say another thing. El apshita rabbanan. I'm sorry. El olam rabbanan. Really, it's the rabbanan. Vitani gabi oriz vidachin lebasel fe'edim avarach v'loklam. Change that price there to say that there's no bracha achrona, which means born at fashos, which is how we pass it. Okay.
Anything with rice, you say. Rice or rice bread?
I think so. I don't think this is... What? I think you make a mezonos. I don't think there's a difference if it's rice or rice bread. I don't think so. I never ate rice bread in my life. What's rice bread?
Rice cake
people have. That I've had.
So what? Take bread, rice?
What?
Rice cake is not bread.
I know. No. I'm saying, I don't think you wash on that. No. I don't think you make a hadam on that. I think you make a mezonos. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the svar for that? It's a good question. Because you know why? Because rice is in the. It's not really grain. It's in the middle. It does grow out of the ground. No question about it, right? Okay. Look, Rabbi Yochanan holds it can be used batza on rice. Right? The Tana said that. We don't hold like that at all. He said that.
What's the svar to make it mezonos?
Because it's similar. It's similar to grain. Which you make cake. You make a mezonos. You don't make a hadam on cake. It comes out of the ground. Yeah, but it's an upgrade. Okay. Amar Rava, hai rihata. Rihata is some kind of dish that has honey and flour. What exactly? Does it have an English name for it? Or they just call it rihata? Rihata?
It's also called chavetz.
Okay. So, it's some kind of dish made out of flour and honey. Dechakloi, if it's in the villages, dimefashi behu kimcha, they put a lot of grain in there, a lot of flour, mevarech, bar minei mezonos. They have a lot of mezonos. My time, why is that? The smida ikar, the flour is the main ingredient. The mechuza, but in the city, dolmefishi ba kimcha, they don't put a lot of flour in it, mevarech alea, shakol neyam edvaro. You make a shakol. My time, why? Dovshe ikar, because the main ingredient is flour. Honey. Honey. Hada amarava, no, idi vi idi bar minei mezonos. We both make mezonos on both. Why? Because the Rav Shmuel, the Amrit Arvayu, they both said, we started off the daf, this part of their statement was not tiyufted. This part of their statement stands. That what? Kol sheyesh v'mechamesh v'samidim v'varchan l'ab v'rabin mezonos. If anything has the five ingredients, make a mezonos. So this has to, it has it. It's not the main ingredient. So what? It's in there. And therefore you make a mezonos. Amr of Yosef, next one. Hai chavitza. Do they translate chavitza? It's what? They don't translate it.
A cooked dish with small pieces of bread.
It's cooked dish with small pieces of bread. It's crumbs that are cooked in a dish together. So what bracha do you make on that? If there's a kizayis of crumbs, b'tchila mavarech alav hamotzi lecha min haaretz, you make a hamotzi, ulabasov mavarech alav shalosh brachos, and you bench. Why? Why not?
With bread.
The last bay kizayis, peruvin kizayis, if it doesn't have a kizayis of crumbs, so b'tchila mavarech alav bor b'nei mezonos, you start off with a mezonos.
So why are you making a
the first time Mandarin says you are, if it has a kezias, you do bench. Gimel brachos means benching. Gimel brachos means benching. What, croutons are made out of bread?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But depends on what you do. If it doesn't have, if it's not tsuras lechem.
Oh, so we'll get to that. One second. Hold up. So if it does, if it has a kezias, it's no shilas. It's no different than bread. So it's a bunch of pieces. So what? If it's less than a kezias. Then you make a mezonos. And then you make a ala mechya. Amar of Yosef, mena amin Allah. Where do you get that from? That what? Says Rashi. The aperurin, that on crumbs, kezayis, mevarach and hamotzi. That on kezayis, you make a hamotzi. And the inference is, and if it's not a kezayis, you don't make a hamotzi. Right? Ditanya. Because you have a braisa that says like this. Somebody standing and being makriv minchas in Yerushalayim. What's a mincha? Flour. Rashi says, Yisroel omeid. The Yisroel is standing there. Which is a very funny thing, because the Yisroel doesn't eat the bread, the mincha. A mincha is a kadshei kadshim, which Yisroels don't get to eat. Only the kahanim eat it. So why does Rashi say Yisroel omeid? The Yisroel standing there? Toses Tosvos, in the second Tosvos, Pirish Rashi, Balabais HaMitznadev, Mincha, the Balabais who donated the Mincha, he's standing there. Says Tosvos, the Dochek Gadol Hu. It's a very big Dochek to say that. Well, I didn't read the next line of the Gemara. The next line of the Gemara is, HaYomer Yerushalayim, the guy standing there, Omer, Baruch Shechiyonu V'Kimonu V'Gonu L'Zman Hazeh. Make a Shechiyonu. Says Rashi, who makes a Shechiyonu? The guy brings a Mincha. How often does the guy bring a Mincha? Once in the oival, you make a shechianu. Says Tosas, but he can't eat it. What's he making a shechianu for? For bringing the mincha?
Why not?
Says Tosas, v'doche gadol, who? Da'i omi rumakiv mashma, the kohen, amakiv. Must be the kohen. Why is the kohen making a shechianu? V'chein lishna natlu l'ochlon mashma da kohen koi. Then the next one's going to say, then you eat it. Why are we bringing this price down? We're bringing this price down to discuss what's the story with less than a kezayis of crumbs, which a mincha is. You crumble it up, so maybe there's less than a kezayis over there. You brought a small mincha, you're a cheapo. So what do? We're going to have it in a minute. So first we start off, you make a shechiyonu. Who makes a shechiyonu? Says Rashi, the Baal Bais. The Mitznadev, the guy who's donating it. Says Tosvos, that's impossible. Because he's not eating it. Says Tosvos, Nira, listen to this. V'koren omid lahakriv, rishon ba'amash maroso. The first time he's working that year, he makes a shechiyonu. Because Tosfos points out, there were 24 mishmars. V'chol Shabbos mischadeshes mishmara acheres. Every Shabbos was switched off. Im kain kol mishmara eno mishmeres ela beis pa'amim b'shana. You only work twice a year. It's very rare. V'kivan sheyesh lem zman kavua. And it's zman kavua. V'rachinan shechiyanu. You make a shechiyanu. By the way, v'lo kapirish Rashi de Menachos. It says against Rashi Menachos de Mayri b'koin shlo hikrav me'olam. It's the Kohen's first time. First time you're doing a mitzvah, and they work in the Beis HaMikdash, you become b'shachyanu. No, I don't think that's pshat either. It's my pshat's right pshat. That it's talking about a guy who's here now, he comes every twice a year. He comes once in the winter, once in the summer. Every time he comes, he makes a shachyanu. It can't be the guy first time in his life, and it can't be the balabas.
Can I make somebody shliach to do a mitzvah for me?
Yes.
So, and how about a shliach to a mitzvah that needs a bracha?
If I think yes.
Why can't? What's the problem? I'm having a problem with the fundamental thing that the misnadid can't make the shachinyan.
Right.
He's doing a mitzvah.
Rashi says he does.
I know. What's
Chayes
saying?
Right. Interesting, right?
Wasn't his man kavua?
Means every. It's,
I know, but why can't it be not kavua? Why is it
why do you have to say that? Because if it would be a mitzvah that's low is non-kavur, you also make a shachyanu.
You get 3 days in a row. You're doing it the second day or third day.
No, he agrees with. No, he's saying, what if it's every 8 months? It's not a zman kavua. The guy didn't show up last time, wasn't feeling well. I don't know.
Why is suit exactly?
Right. So anyway, that was a side point. The main point is, he says a shachyanu. Not long la'ochlan, you're going to eat it. Mevarech hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. You make a hamotzi. Why do you make a hamotzi? Because on bread you make a hamotzi. Shh. V'tani Allah, and we learned about this. V'kulon poses in kezayis. And they have to add up to a kezayis, the crumbs.
Right.
And what if they don't? Right? Then you don't make a hamotzi. You see from here that if it's a hamotzi, it has to be a kezayis. Beferish haraya. Amalei abaya. If that's true, elamayat.
Chase by everything that if you're only eating crumbs.
Only by crumbs. 1 second. We're not finished. Crumbs of bread.
Okay, so crumbs.
We're not finished. Elamayat. If that's true, says Abaya. L'tana de Rabbi Yochanan. L'tana de Rabbi Shmuel. L'tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Parchan. He says that every mincha you have to grind up again. Ad shemachzirin l'sultan. Till it comes back into flour. So Quentin, you won't make a hamotzi? V'chi tema hachanami. And he says, Taki, you wouldn't make a hamotzi. V'atanya, lock up mikulon. If you gathered all of them, gather all of what? All the pieces of the menachos, kezayis, v'achlon, and you ate it, im chametu onesh kareis. If it's Pesach and it's chamet, you get kareis for that. V'yamatza, who? You can be yotzi your mitzvah of Pesach, of matzah on Pesach. Right? Now, if you can be yotzi with all these crumbs, obviously you're making a hamotzi. Right. And if it's chametz, obviously it's a hamotzi. Right? So what do you see from here? Even though it's less than a kizai, it's also making a hamotzi. Says Tosvos, Pirish Rashi, Dekoy Amenachos, Velonihi, Mashav Lokat, Velonihira, Dimkin, Hechi Ka'amar Dim Chametzu. How can it be chametz? V'aminan kol menachos bos matzah. There is no such thing as chametz, but every mincha is a matzah. What's Rashi talking about? Rashi says, you gathered up all the menachos, you made it into matzah. You made it into chametz. There is no chametz. What's Rashi talking about? Right? Says Tosvos, v'nira dekoy achameshes minim. It's a random guy gathering up crumbs. V'achi kamar, lochet mikol minei lachamim kizayis. He's gathering up a kizayis. Right? What's Rashi talking about? So everyone, says the Rashi, but calm down. Rashi didn't mean that. Rashi just meant, if it would be possible to have less than a kizayis of chametz, and from a mincha, then you gather them all together, you will be yotzei your mitzvah of matzah. And if there's a chametz, you're going to be over kareis. It doesn't mean to say that the minchas itself, he was just giving an example. Right? That's what Tosfos always does. How could Rashi say that? Rashi's wrong. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi didn't mean that. Right? It's called a straw man. You say, Rashi's hold that? How can he hold that? It's ridiculous. He didn't hold that. He didn't say that.
Well, so the Gemara says if it's a mincha of bread, the size of a kezayis, you make a mitzvah, right?
All right.
And if it's less than a kezayis?
No, the pieces.
The pieces.
The pieces.
Less than a kezayis, mashu, you don't make a hamotzi. But then the Gemara says you gather them all together.
So what bracha do you make if the pieces are not a kezayis?
We didn't say. Right? So but we have a question. The question is less than a kezayis. So, and we see you make a hamotzi. What's going on? No. So, hachamayeskinon b'sha'arathon. You rebaked it. The Rashi says, kishachazar v'gavlon yachad. You gathered it all together. You took all the pieces. You're a very cheap person. You took all the crumbs. You gathered it together. V'chazar v'afon, you baked it already.
So it becomes one thing again.
Arathon, lashosarisa zechem. So it becomes a bread again. Of course you make a hamotzi on that. No shayla. Ihachi eim ha'seifa. So the seifa says, v'hu... And this chametz or this matzah, whatever they're talking about, sha'achlan b'chadei achilas pras. It has to be eaten in the chadei achilas pras, which is a certain time limit. V'i b'sha'arson, and if it's talking about you baked it into another bread now, or more matzah, hai sha'achlon, you ate them, Sha'achlumi boyale. It should tell you ate it. Because it came one piece. You're right. So the Gemara doesn't say change the girsa. Hachamayaskinan shbibo milechem gadol. It came from a larger lechem. Therefore what?
So the pieces are still lechem. So the pieces are probably still lechem.
Exactly. So it's still lechem. These crumbs over here are less than a kezias, right? Why is it less than a kezias? Less than a kezias, but it's still called lechem. Yeah. Why is it still called lechem? Because it came from the big loaf, lechem, yeah. Right? So it came from the big loaf. What if that wouldn't be the case? What if they're really crumbs, less than a kezias, or bracha will you make? We don't have an answer. That we don't have an answer for still, right?
Well, it can't be a mezain, it's the only logical thing to go to.
So, my havi Allah, what's the bottom line? We don't have an answer for less than a kezias that didn't come from a larger bread. If it came from a larger bread, so that if I cut a piece from a bread, tiny piece, less than a kezias, of course I have to wash on that.
Right.
Of course I make abot zilachim and arts. That's what it's saying. It came from a larger bread. So what about if it's a taka that didn't come from a larger bread? So my havi Allah, Homer of Sheshis, hai chavitza, this chavitza, af agaf, the less bay pirurin kezias, even though it has less than a pirurin of kezias, Mevarchin alav hamotzi lechem in aretz. You make a hamotzi. Amar Rava says Rava, that's all true. Vahu the ikka aleha torisa dinama. It has to look like bread. It has to have the shape and the form of bread. Then, if it's less than a kezias, you make a hamotzi. If it doesn't look like bread, you don't make a hamotzi.
Then crumbs.
You make a, I think, a mezonos.
Then crumbs is definitely a mezonos. Then crumbs, even if
what kind of crumbs? Crumbs from the challah, you make a hamotzi. Why? Because it comes from a larger bread.
But it's not recognizable as right? A larger bread. Isn't that what the Gemara is saying?
Sure they are. They're crumbs from bread. You have challah in your challah basket on your table. Right. If you want to take all those crumbs and make them on a spoon.
You make it one, I agree. But right? If they say crumbs.
So look at what Tosva says. It's in the Tosfos of Omar Rava. Omar Rava, it's the second half of the Tosfos. There's like a two dots. And then Tosfos says in small letters, Terise Dinama, which means the shape of bread. He says, Nira, Dahainu, Kishinosdin Pirum Bamayim. You put crumbs in water. In water. Why do you do that? The Imamayim, Mislavnim, Machmas HaPiruin, Azlaha Terise Dinama. If the water becomes cloudy from the crumbs, then there's no more shape of doesn't like bread. Listen to this. V'chein ha'yaragel Rabbeinu David mimitz lalabein piruin b'mayim balayla. He would put crumbs in water the night before. K'dei la'achlan b'shachar to eat it in the morning. Below birchas hamazon. He didn't want to wash. Below birchas hamazon. Shelo la'acher. K'dei la'acher. He didn't want to delay. He didn't want to waste time benching. Listen to this. He didn't want to waste time benching. K'dei she'ischazik rosh of yachol la'hagin halacha. So you'd be able to learn with a good head. You hear that? Don't want to waste time benching. So you can learn with a good head. I don't mean that in a funny way. It takes a long time to bench. So people don't want to wash because they don't want to bench. I understand that. So he wanted to do the same thing. So what did he do? He took crumbs, put it in water, made the water a little more stark, right? A little more strong, because there's like a little bread in there. Doesn't look like bread at all. You don't have to bench. And he did it, and it gave him like modern day coffee. Because he was able to learn better, right? The what? Right, where's that come from? Fair point. I don't know, it's the Paskins. So that's now the crouton, Shiloh. Does croutons look like bread?
Sometimes,
sometimes
yeah.
Yes. Depends yeah. What kind of croutons you have, right? I don't know. But the kosher Pesach croutons look more like bread than the regular ones. You know, they have the bread sheet.
Croutons that are made specifically for croutons or pita chips that are made specifically for pita chips it's not hamotzi.
But why? Pita's hamotzi, no?
But pita chips that are made, like Stacy's pita chips, are made as pita chips. They're not made as pita first and then cut. The problem is if you take a pita and then cut it and make pita chips, do you have to make hamotzi or mezonos?
Right.
And then you have Rabbanim who are split. Some say hamotzi and some say mezonos because it's not a pita anymore.
I hear. Yeah, I don't know.
Cutting up a challah with a crouton.
I don't know. I never eat croutons when I didn't wash. So that's the easy way out. People eat croutons during the week when they don't wash. I guess people do,
yeah,
of course.
Right.
But if you want to be careful,
But so what? I don't know. I don't want to. I don't know the halacha. What bracha you make on croutons?
There's a big split whether you should wash or
not. Uh-huh. Interesting.
Deal with this on a daily
basis. Okay. Next, do a few more lines. Amar Abaya. I'm sorry, not Abaya. Turuknin. Does it say what that is?
Moroccan Taruka, it's subject to challah. It doesn't know what it is.
It's some kind of batter that you make some kind of dough out of it. Chayavim bechala. Fachyasa Ravana Rabbi Yochanan, Turukdin, Petur Menachala, Patur Menachala. What is it? Twice Turukdin, Am Rabbaya, Kuba Da'ara. Kuba Da'ara. Rashi says, I'm not sure what this means. Osamakum Cholol Bekira, you make a hollow out of in the oven. Venosin Besochom Mayim Vekemach, Kemosha Osin Beilfas. You make some kind of batter in there. Water and flour will give you a batter. Am Rabbaya, Teresa, Patur Menachala. Teresa is Patur Chamchala. My Teresa, what is that? Ikad Amri, Gevil Marteach. It's hot batter that never gathers to form bread. Vikad Amri, Nama Dehindika. Another thing. Vikad Amri, Lechem Azal Kutach. It's bread made for Kutach. What's Kutach? Kutach is some kind of dip with like bread and milk. Tani Rabchia, Lechem Azal Kutach, Patur Menachala. Bread that you make for Kutach is Patur from Chala. I vatanya chaya b'chala. So hasam diktani time. That's different. Rabbi Yudomer ma'is the mochichin aleh, because what you do, what you bake out of it shows what you're doing. Asan ka'avin, if you're making rolls out of it, a bilki, a roll, chayavin yechayiv, right? Rashi says arucha umikutefes galukskos knows goli daitid zalechem. You're making bread. However, kilamudin, if it's boards, which are crackers. Peturin, you're potter. Why are you potter? Why are you potter? Doesn't look like bread. It's not bread. It doesn't look like bread and it's not bread. So therefore you potter. Again, by the way, we could spend a month on just those two lines, which is bread. Because that's the whole what you have to give challah on, what either looks like bread, doesn't look like bread. So we'll stop here at the top line, and then tomorrow's daf is a very interesting daf. A lot about challah. Interesting daf tomorrow. All right. Everyone have a very good day.
What he says over here, make him a diamond.